Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
And good afternoon. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS political reporter, host of The State of California, along with Patty Rising and Jeff Bell.
It is already the most expensive ballot measure in California history and one of the most hotly contested.
Proposition 22 was put on your November ballot by rideshare and app delivery companies asking voters to exempt their drivers from AB 5. That's the California law that classified gig workers as employees.
And if Prop 22 passes, Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, Instacart, and the rest would not have to provide the benefits that full-time employees get. They could treat their drivers as independent contractors the way they were before AB 5 became law. We're going to bring you both sides of the Prop 22 debate today to help you make up your mind on this one. First, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Jimmy Strano. He's a Bay Area rideshare driver who supports Prop 22. Thanks for being with us. And tell us, first of all, why do you want Prop 22 to pass? How would that be better for you as a driver?
Well, Doug, thank you for having me on. And let me just start by saying, you know, what you read about, or what was read about the ballot initiative, that if you vote yes on Prop 22, that we don't get benefits. I was really, really floored when I saw that on the ballot when I voted, and I voted yes. And the thing is, there are benefits that are going to come to us through Prop 22. We're going to be paid up to $367 a month in a health care stipend to begin with. And that's something a lot of my riders don't realize, because the message hasn't really gotten out about that here in the Bay Area. But the truth of the matter is, after 15 hours of driving, you start accumulating health benefits. Monies, and you can work across the platforms. You can work for Lyft, you can work for DoorDash, Uber, Grubhub, etc., etc. And that's the beauty of being an independent contractor and driving for Lyft. I drive for Lyft, but I can drive for anyone I want to. And most of my colleagues, they also platforms and. Can I just also say that unofficially, I did a poll the last 3 weeks with all my riders, and every one of the riders that I asked said that all the drivers except one were voting yes on 22. And that one was definitely a no, but that driver was also not from the Bay Area. That driver was from outside of the Bay Area. And
let me ask you this.
Do you have any questions?
Yes. I do. Now, you said you could get up to $367 a month in a health care stipend, but you won't get workers' comp or unemployment insurance or sick leave and other protections. You're okay with that?
The way I understand it, there is a form of workman's comp that's going to be given to us. I'm not sure what that is. I didn't study up on that part, and I apologize to the Yes campaign if they're listening. I'm sure they are. but, yeah, as far as I understand, there is a workers' comp worked into this.
Yeah, so Prop 22 does include some benefits that the companies say they'll provide, but they would not be required to give the the comprehensive benefits that the state law provides to all employees. What do you think of the fact that the companies are spending $200 million trying to pass this? They're using their apps to promote it and even pressuring some drivers to support it. Do you think all of that is fair? Does that feel like a good thing to you as a driver?
Well, you know, I certainly wasn't pressured to do this. When I first heard about it, I said, wow, they are spending a lot of money. But the thing is, they're spending a lot of money because they're trying to convince everyone in the state that this is a different type of economy. This is a gig economy. And you can't just schedule drivers. And that's what would happen. I know there's no law that says we have to be scheduled. But in reality, there's also no job that I know of that lets you come in and work whenever you want to. And that's the beauty of doing this job, is that I can come in and I can work when I want to. And days that I don't feel like it, I just don't work. And having been a driver manager for Super Shuttle back in the 90s, I used to schedule drivers. And the amount of accidents my drivers got into because of sleep deprivation, they numbered in the high, and it was always the same thing. The driver said, I'm exhausted, and I didn't have any time to take off. And that's the problem that we would run into if we treat this like any normal job.
Uber's CEO says that if Prop 22 loses, the company may have to pull out of California. Do you believe that, and what would happen to you if Uber and Lyft disappear?
Well, hopefully they don't get mad at me for saying this, but I really don't care what Uber does. I work for Lyft. I don't work for Uber, but, Uber has some issues that I personally don't care for. And even though I have these issues with Uber, I still support Prop 22. I know that they were also behind it. I'm sorry, what was the question again?
No, I just would ask, what's going to happen to you if Uber and Lyft disappear?
Okay, first of all, I do not think that they're going to pull out of the state. I hope they don't pull out of the state. If they do, I'm going to lose my job. But if Proposition 22 doesn't pass, I'm probably going to have to quit my job because I'm not going to be able to be scheduled. And what's going to happen if Prop 22 doesn't pass is that about 200 to 400,000 drivers, there'll be less on the road. They'll probably pull out of the markets in certain areas that there are no demand or low demand for services, like out in the Central Valley. And that's the thing right now. You know, the no team is going to come on and they're going to give you their thing. And most of the drivers that are on the no side, they come from outside of the Bay Area, outside of the big cities. And I understand they're not making money. They're not making what they need to make. And they have to come to the big city to make that money. My question to them is, if you can't make it where you're at, why not do something else that you can do? Because this is a gig economy job. This is what we do. And like I said in the beginning, 80% of my colleagues, we support Prop 22 because it's the right thing to do. And it's going to provide us with benefits, and it's going to guarantee us 120% of minimum wage wherever you're at. And that is really a good deal.
All right. Thanks so much, Jimmy Strano, a Bay Area Lyft driver. And now we're going to bring in Sherry Murphy. She's also a Lyft driver from the East Bay, or she was until coronavirus hit. And she is against this measure. She wants you to vote no on 22. Thanks for being with us, Sherry. And all right, so what's wrong with Prop 22? You heard Jimmy. Why should everybody vote against it?
Thanks, Doug, for having me. It's simply this. It's a ballot measure written by multi-billion-dollar corporations, Lyft, Uber, DoorDash, and Postmates, to deny workers of basic wages and labor protections and create a special exemption for themselves. And they're asking California voters to be complicit with it. And that's why it's so critical that we vote no.
Sherry, many drivers, and we just heard from one, say that they like the flexibility that they get from being gig workers. Won't this kind of work disappear if everyone has to be an employee?
No, it will not. And it's literally a deceptive and threatening measure that Lyft and Uber have used before, particularly Uber have used before in cities such as New York and Austin. Billion-dollar corporations can afford to provide workers with flexibility and benefits like unemployment insurance, sick leave, and workers' compensation. And there's nothing in the California law that has taken away that driver's flexibility. This is a threat from the companies because they know that it would scare drivers.
So what do you think about Uber and Lyft spending so much money, I mean $200 million on this, and pressuring drivers to support it? Jimmy said he wasn't pressured, but we've heard from some who say they have been.
It's a, like I said before, it's a deceptive practice, and it's a deceptive practice for riders as well as passengers.
And with Uber and Lyft saying that they might have no choice but to raise their prices if Prop 22 loses, or maybe even abandon California as a market, what should voters do with that information? Should they not factor that into their voting?
What they should factor in is the fact that if this proposition doesn't pass, it gets out safety and work protections, not only for drivers, but passengers as well. We're in the middle of a pandemic, and so under this language, it doesn't require Lyft or Uber to provide any protective or safety equipment. And that's one good reason why we should vote no.
Now, as I understand it, you stopped driving when the pandemic started, and I can't blame you for that. What will you do if Prop 22 passes?
Well, I will continue to fight for the livelihood and lives of racial and economic justice. And this is what it's all about. The reality is that 6 weeks after legislators passed, the legislation for benefits and wage protection, Prop 22 was created. And they've had a history of exploiting workers, sexually harassing women, and more recently attacking critics who happen to be women of color and LGBTQ. We will continue to fight for our democracy and prevent Proposition 22, which has a language of creating a substandard of a workers that will create no remedies, no voices for generations to come.
Let me ask you one more really quickly. You heard how there are benefits worked into this proposition, some medical stipend, health insurance stipend, and the like. Is that sufficient, what they're doing, or does it fall short?
What's sufficient was the laws that was passed that apparently Lyft and Uber are continuing to shirk their responsibility. This so-called earnings guarantee isn't a guarantee at all. Drivers would be unpaid for 20 minutes out of every hour that we would work because it doesn't include overtime or waiting time between calls or disinfecting vehicles. What they have defined is this thing called engaged time. And that means that under Proposition 22, a lot of the time is not calculated. This means that drivers would be guaranteed making $5.64 an hour, according to the University of California, Berkeley study. The truth of the matter is that it offers low wages for predominantly African Americans and people of color, and it leads to exploitation, and at the same time leads to higher profits for Lyft and Uber.
All right. Thank you so much, Sherry Murphy, a Lyft driver. We heard earlier from Jimmy Strano, a Lyft driver, on opposite sides of Prop 22. So there you have it. And don't forget to vote. Voting is already underway. A reminder, the state of California every weekday at 3:30 p.m. Also available at kcbsradio.com and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.